I went on vacation for a few days last week and deleted all social media from my phone. Sad to report, I re-downloaded it when I returned. I wasn't as strong as one teenager whose challenges with social media recently went viral. She gave a TED Talk about how to give up on her cell phone. But as John Daly from Colorado Public Radio reports, reality was much more complicated for her. Abby Jones got her first smartphone when she got to middle school. She felt great listening to her favorite tunes, the Beatles, Billy Joel, Elton John. But at other times, social media was making her
really depressed because I was like, oh, I have like two friends and they have like 1,000 followers. Comparing myself to them was definitely a mistake, but I couldn't help it.
Abby, an eighth grader who lives in Denver, found it especially hard dealing with friends.
A while ago, I lost some friends and I was following them on Instagram and I would see them all doing things together. And I would get really sad that I wasn't invited, or we call it FOMO, fear of missing out. And whenever I would lose my phone, I would get a lot of FOMO, and that would also cause a lot of depression and anxiety.
That troubled Abby's mom, Brooke. Abby was using her phone 4 or 5 hours a day, and Brooke found some things on it she didn't like. So she took Abby's phone away.
And that was when she had a meltdown and said, I hate you.
But over time, Abby changed her mind to see her relationship with her phone as an addiction. More than half of teens say they spend too much time on their cell phones, according to a Pew Research Center study.
It's toxic and unhealthy. Like, I'll be just sitting in the lunchroom talking with my friends, and you can see some of the girls sitting next to each other, literally messaging each other on their phones. Very bemused by it. It's very odd.
So Abby decided to tell her tale in a very public way.
I'm 12 years old and currently in 7th grade. I know, you're jealous. Don't be. It's insanely stressful.
Abby told an audience of adults to turn off their phones. Then she educated them on being a teen in today's hyper-connected world, obsessed with chasing social media likes and followers.
Real life disappeared and was replaced by the fake life of Instagram. And then my phone, my everything, was taken away for a whole month.
It was hard at first, but by month's end, without her phone, Abby said she felt liberated.
I no longer had to worry about checking who else had followed me or what new messages I had.
Abby's talk was a hit. When it got posted on YouTube, it was viewed tens of thousands of times. Her principal sent a link to parents at her school. The Today Show invited Abby and Brooke for an interview.
Why was it so important for you to give that speech?
Because of all of the negative mental...
She was the kid who'd figured it all out. The poster child for successfully managing the social media monster. Except, not really.
Like, my mom has a picture of me backstage at my TED Talk, back on Instagram on my phone. So yeah, even after doing my TED Talk, it's still been a struggle.
I spoke to Abby and Brooke at the home they share with their two cats.
Come here. Good boy.
Brooke described Abby's struggle with all the emotions triggered by apps and her phone. She says after the TED Talk, they thought
everything was going to be great because, boy, we've put this message out there and that's it. She solved this problem.
But in reality,
you know, everything just sort of like went downhill from there, which was surprising because I wouldn't say that I was super addicted to my phone at that point. But I think it's all tied in.
Abby's parents once again wrestled with how much to allow Abby to be on her phone. Brooke says she struggled with
letting her have it, taking it away, letting her have it back, because for kids now, it's really their lifeline. And so taking that away is, it makes me feel awful. But I also know my kid, and I know that she is struggling when she is on that device.
Things came to a head last summer. On a trip with her grandparents, Abby got free rein over the phone. So she quickly got lost in it again. Brooke got mad and put on strict restrictions, which her daughter still figured out how to get around.
I didn't allow her to have access to the internet or texting.
Abby can't quite give up the phone by herself, even though she can see the upside and describes it as freeing.
But I've definitely come to accept that it's not a big deal if somebody has more followers than you or more likes than you.
Abby has deleted most of her apps, including Instagram, but sometimes she does feel isolated. Recent research shows teens who use social media a lot are more likely to develop mental health problems like depression and anxiety. Still, Abby says it's not an easy thing to let go.
Honestly, I think the only reason that I'm still not addicted to my phone is because of my parents putting restrictions on it.
Even after all her struggles, Abby sees her relationship with social media as a work in progress. For Here and Now, I'm John Daly.
Good for Abby. Yeah. I think everyone should try that.
It's
teenager
tough.
And otherwise. It is hard, but good for her.